Hello, it's Peter Wright and Kathleen Beauvais with another episode of The Week That Was, the weekly wrap-up on The Yakking Show. Hi, Kathleen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Peter. Thank you.
Good. And you've just reminded me that it's the first day of spring here in the Northern Hemisphere. And spring it may be, but we had a fair bit of snow over the last 2 days. And looking outside, it's quite white, whereas 10 days ago we had summer temperatures. So very strange weather. Anyway, as you told me the other day, March, you can't rely on constant temperatures in March.
That's right.
And it's certainly living up to that. So what happened in this week? Well, let's start with our cat tip, Kathleen. Let's go.
All right. For those of you who are feline friendly, it says here that the Kellas, K-E-L-L-A-S cat, is a large black half-feral hybrid between the Scottish wildcat and a house cat. It was once thought to be only a myth, and its few sightings dismissed as hoaxes, until a real specimen was discovered in 1984. I have to look that up. I have to see what that looks like.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of them. They're interesting. And we have a very big, fat black cat with long claws, and I think that's got some callous cat heritage in it, because it's fairly brutal when it attacks the other cats. I don't know. But anyway, let's get back to what happened on the Yakking Show. So our guest on the episode we released on Tuesday was Dr. Rick Rimler, and he is a holistic podiatrist specializing in foot health. He was very interesting. He had a lot of good stuff to say about keeping your feet healthy, looking after your feet. He's also very keen on exercise, and he knows that most people in this fast-paced modern world don't have time for lengthy exercises and spending hours at the gym. So he's developed a 12-minute interval training exercise that you can literally do in 12 minutes. It has huge benefits. So I'd urge you, if you have any concerns about your feet or want to learn to protect them better and how to buy the right shoes, and also how to keep fit, watch that episode. It's there, video and audio. Then on Thursday, Kathleen, let's go back to you. You had something you picked up about stilettos, if I remember rightly, didn't you?
I know, because it was one of the questions that I had, but I kind of already knew the answer about what his thoughts were on stilettos. But what was also interesting with Dr. Rimler is that he has orthotics, custom-made orthotics, but his are different than what you would normally get. And he explains it better during the show, so you'll have to watch.
Yeah, it's a good one. Well worth watching. So on Thursday, we released another one of our premium episodes. This one is with Sandy Rodriguez, who was also on the show about a year and a half ago. And she is an Evernote specialist. And I use Evernote, not as well as I should, but she was explaining what you can use Evernote for. And it's an amazing system for keeping track of all your information and your data. Everything from bookmarks to accounting to if you want to set up an operations manual, you can do all that on Evernote. So it's just over an hour episode, and she walks you through all how to do all this. It's really good. If you want to improve your efficiency with your data storage and get organized, I'd urge you to watch that one. Anything else you picked up on that, Kathleen?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so that was this week. So who's coming next week? Well, on Tuesday, we will have Yana Barrett, a formidable lady who is an expert at using the steel mace for exercise. And there's on the video on her website, there's pictures of her on the beach in New Zealand. She comes from New Zealand with exercising with this big, heavy steel mace, and it really gives you a workout. And she explains what it's all about and why she uses the mace. And part of her training also teaches women in particular to be more confident. And when I see her wielding this mace, I would, no matter how big and strong a man I might be, there's no way I'm going to try and attack her, because she looks like a warrior from the Middle Ages with that thing. So that's a really good one, not just about the mace, but in exercise in general. Lots of good stuff on there. And then on Thursday, we will be releasing the third part of our success series, Success Secrets series. This will be another episode with 20 guests answering the question that we asked them on the show, which was, in your experience with your training, is there one characteristic or mindset or habit that sets successful people apart from those who remain average? So there's 20 answers coming up, and like the others, it's a narrow band of answers, but you need to watch that to get the details. And of course, we always have a book, a featured previous guest author in our newsletter, and we want to mention it will be Daniel Gomez this week from episode 289, and his book is called You Were Born to Fly. And he's a very powerful motivational speaker, and he gives a whole lot of secrets about how to be successful in life and how to be your best you. So look for that in our newsletter and on our blog post. That's about it from me. Kathleen, of course, has got a health tip. So over to you, Kathleen.
Well, this is actually something quite interesting. I was reading an article, and we will put a link to that article below this video, but it's about how chronic conditions can arise from stored trauma. So, what they're saying is that if you're experiencing some strange symptoms that no one seems to be able to explain, it could be arising from a traumatic reaction that you've had in the past, even as far back as childhood. So they go on to explain that when you're faced with a threat, the body activates the fight or flight response, a survival mechanism that mobilizes energy to either confront or flee danger. So ideally, the surge of energy gets discharged through action. So it's either you're fighting back or you're running away. So, however, if you cannot fight or flee, this energy becomes trapped in the body long after the traumatic event. So a psychologist actually calls it, his name is Peter Levine, calls this a frozen residue of energy. So this trapped stress can then manifest as various physical issues late years later, including headaches, digestive problems, chronic pain, insomnia, mood swings, fatigue, weakened immunity, hormonal imbalances, musculoskeletal issues, severe premenstrual syndrome, and even asthma. That's just to name a few. So I thought that was rather interesting.
Yeah,
Well,
that's
as I said, we will
amazing.
put a link to the article and you can read more details about that.
For sure. And as we were talking about this before we started the show, and I said to Kathleen, this may be why I'm so strange because of what I went through in Zimbabwe. So
Well, I
that's
wouldn't say you're strange, Peter, but maybe you'll want to give a little bit of a synopsis as to that discussion that we just had about that.
Well, you're very kind. Even my mother thought I was a bit strange. God bless her, but she put up with it. No, I won't go into a lot of detail. A lot of the story is either in my book, 5 Steps to Thriving on Adversity, which you can get from going to my personal blog, peterwrightsblog.com. We went through Sue, my partner and I went through some fairly traumatic times in Zimbabwe when the government decided to take all our farms away, and we went through 3 years of intimidation and death threats, and it was not a nice period. And we were somewhat, as Kathleen was saying, we were somewhat trapped. We were really angry, but we couldn't fight back because that would have been signing our own death warrant, and we couldn't flee because we didn't want to abandon our farm. So it was not good, and many other farmers and farm workers went through it. We were not alone, and 13 farmers were actually murdered during that period. So yeah, it begs the question though, is that does that affect me now? I don't know the answer to that. I really don't. But it's interesting, and I'm certainly going to do a bit more research on what's in that article. So thanks for bringing it up, Kathleen. And before I go, just to mention, we've had some really good guests on the show, as you know. We have some very interesting guests coming up. We had a good interview this week and an exceptionally good one last week. We're not going to give the secrets away. But to make sure you don't miss out on our good guests, hop onto our website, theyakishow.com, and hit the purple button, top or bottom of the front page, and sign up for our newsletter. We only send you one email a week, and we just tell you, much like we're telling you in this video, who was on this week and who's coming next week. So then you won't miss out on the guests who are coming. Back to you, Kathleen.
Well, and you know what, Peter, you said that we do have some very high-powered experts on this show, and we are so privileged to welcome them on this show. And if you think you are one of them, we would love to invite you to our show. And all you need to do is go to theyakkingshow.com, click on the contacts tab where you will find a short application form. And we'd love to hear from you. So until next week, Peter.
Yep, that's it. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.